This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know, among the many ways the pandemic changed this economy, and to be clear, it is still changing, but one of the big ones that became pretty clear pretty early on was that our supply and manufacturing chains were pretty vulnerable, being as offshore as they were, and that that was not good, people decided. Over the past couple of years, reshoring has been a business buzzword of choice, so much so that according to a new report from the Reshoring Initiative, a lobbying group that's been tracking this stuff since 2010, they say American companies are on pace to reshore nearly 350,000 jobs this year. That's up from 250,000 last year. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab gets us going.
Let's talk global manufacturing and logistics and all the hiccups they've seen recently. There's the pandemic, which has repeatedly shut down factories in China. Fires and flooding have done the same in Japan and Thailand. There was that ship that got stuck in the Suez Canal, and add in skyrocketing shipping costs. John Gray is a professor of operations at The Ohio State University.
This memory is going to be sticky of all of these challenges that companies have faced, and they're going to, wherever possible, I think, try to shorten the supply chain.
A shorter chain means less room for error and uncertainty, but that security comes with a higher price tag, so it's not worth it for every company.
Products that are high labor content, relatively easy to ship, not a major national security or intellectual property risk, those probably will likely remain in low-cost countries for some time.
The U.S. is not going to become a leader in manufacturing apparel or toys, but it's gaining some jobs in high-tech manufacturing for things like semiconductors and electric vehicle batteries. David Simchi Levi is a data scientist at MIT. He says tensions between the U.S. and China and legislation like the CHIPS and Science Act and the Inflation Reduction Act will incentivize manufacturing in the U.S.
Companies are now willing to take the investment. I think this is here to stay.
So what does this mean for American workers? The 350,000 added jobs may not sound like much, but Susan Hausman, an economist at the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research, says it's equal to 3% of U.S. manufacturing.
So if this translates into a net increase in employment, that's not a small thing.
And what really makes it not a small thing is that these are considered good middle-class jobs for people who don't necessarily have an advanced degree. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.